We're so glad you're here for story time today. Settle in and enjoy. A zipper pulled shut down the hallway, the sound that means a trip is real. Then a second zipper. Then a third. Pepper marched past the suitcase with a tiny bag, stopped, opened it, counted the snacks, and closed it again. Five snacks, still five. Pepper likes counting twice, Nora, just to be sure. Nora and Pepper traded a look. Airplane day. In Nora's tummy, something started up. Not a stomach ache. More like a motor. A whole airplane did not fit inside a tummy, not all at once. The tunnel to the plane was long and round. Doorway, step, seat. Nora did doorway first, then the step, then the seat. The rest of the airplane could wait 1 second. Pepper looked up at the curved ceiling. A cave, Pepper said. A polite cave. Nora sat down and clicked the seat belt. One part done. Then, from somewhere under her feet came whirr, a real motor, not in her tummy, in the whole plane. Nora's tummy motor hummed along. Nora's hand found the armrest, cool plastic. Then the window, smooth and cold. Then Pepper close beside her, warm. One thing at a time, Nora said. One thing, right here. The tummy motor dropped one notch. The whirr got bigger, louder. Then the plane pushed. The ground slid past the window faster and faster. The window tilted, the whole world tilted, and the ground dropped away. Oh, she said, just oh. Her ears felt funny, little pops. Nora held the armrest and let the pops happen, one thing at a time. Then the plane went smooth. Nora looked out the window. Clouds, not above her, under. The wing stretched out long and silver. Pepper tried to point at the wing and the cloud and the river all at once. Too many things. Pepper slid sideways into Nora. One thing at a time, Nora said, laughing now. Pepper sat up and pointed at one cloud. That one is mine. The tummy motor dropped another notch. A bump, a small one, then another. The plane gave a little shiver through the seats. Pepper grabbed the armrest, the window, and Nora's sleeve all together. Too many again. Nora did the three things slower. Pepper first, warm beside her. Then the armrest, cool. Then the window, smooth. One thing at a time. Right here. The shiver passed. Pepper tilted their head. Listen. The big whirr was getting smaller, quieter. The window tilted the other way. The ground was coming back up. Nora blinked. Already? A bump, a soft one. Then a long, slow roll. The whirr went quiet. The seatbelt clicked open. A door up front opened, and a new kind of air came in. Warmer, different. Nora pressed her palm flat on the airplane window, held it, one thing at a time, one thing, right here. She pulled it away, a handprint, small, clear, her own, left behind in the sky.
If you'd like a story like this one, with your little one's name in it, visit EndlessStoryTime.com.
Whir, click, touch, press, click, one thing right here. Touch, press, click, one thing at a time. Doorway, step, seat, hand on the armrest, smooth glass, window warm beside, just right, hold. Pop, pop, ears, whirr in the seat. Clouds under, that one is mine. Soft white, so one part done. Whirr, push, tilt, drop away, just oh, up, up, up. Slow, slow, slow. All ready? Buckle, click. Whirr, went quiet. Palm on the window, a handprint left behind in the sky. Touch, press, click. One thing right here.
Last bit before we tuck the story away. Pepper has a game. Look outside for one sky thing. A cloud, a bird, a plane, a tall pole, anything way up high. Pepper picks one cloud first. That one is Pepper's. Which sky thing is yours? Thanks for joining today. We'll see you in the next story.